When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
So Kendra almost ran out of gas this morning because her night self did not want to get gas, and her morning self is now regretting it. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. What happened?
That happens to me a lot, where my night self doesn't do the things that my morning self would appreciate.
Correct.
You know, like stock up, get everything ready so that when you wake up in the morning, you can just go about your business and do your thing. Getting gas is one of those things. Like, my night self was like, I'm not quite at the zero yet. I can make it. I know how far, and I've done this by, unfortunately, trial and error. I know how far I can go on empty.
Oh, no, you know to the, like...
I do. Like, where
to
it...
the mile.
Where it crosses over the zero, I know how far over it crosses until I have to get to wherever I need to be. Like, I know I can make it.
Yeah.
Because I've pushed it to certain
limits.
So you
don't have a thing that says, like, 20 miles to an empty tank?
No. I know that on your dashboard, you can select on the steering wheel. If you hit, there's like a little arrow that you can hit.
Yeah.
And it takes you through the menu. Those are like the little hidden things you don't really check in your car until you have to. But I don't have it. It's not up front for me to see.
Yeah, you would have to kind of look in your settings and reset it. But I think it smacks of you and I's personality. I am the same way. My car will say... It'll say, like, it'll give me a warning when it's 50 miles to an empty tank, but then when it's 25 or less, it says reserve tank has kicked in or whatever. And
you have a reserve tank?
Well, it says reserve tank. I think it's really just to scare you, like, get gas, lady. But anyway.
I want that warning, though.
I know.
But
like
it'll say
reserve tank. And Tom's like, so you just wait until it says reserve tank before you even think about getting gas. I go, yeah, I know, it's not good. I wait, goes, ding, reserve tank. I'm like, of course, hi, reserve tank.
No, but I would love to have that on my car. I don't, so I just push it. And I should have gotten gas yesterday. I didn't. We were doing stuff with the kids, and I got home, and it was 7:30 at night, and I'm like,
yes,
I'll be fine. This is what I say to myself. I'll be fine. Morning, Kendra will wake up early.
Morning.
I do that too.
Oh, morning, Kendra.
We'll wake up early and go get gas.
Yeah
right.
Yeah.
No shot.
I do the same thing. At night, I'm like, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going to try another way to work. I'll have to get up early.
Yeah. No.
I don't. No. I'm like, okay. You know, everything I do, I'm like, I'll lay out my clothes. Now I'll be fine in the morning. And then I'm scrambling in my closet. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like the show Severance. If you watch Severance, how it's like you're at home, that's your outie. And then when you go
your
to work,
innie.
It's your innie.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. My night Kendra versus morning Kendra. Same for you.
My outie does not appreciate my innie one bit.